Hey friends, and welcome into the Friday Facebook Mailbag. For the first time in a long time, we're in the Houston Texans cafeteria. He's Nick Scherfield, I'm Drew Doherty. Let's answer questions from you on Facebook. We start with Denarin Eich. Good to hear from you, Denarin. We've never heard from you before. It's a good question. He says this: Hey, Nick and Drew, I think it was great hearing we were one of the teams interested in Tyrann Mathieu. His playmaking skills are off the charts. Ed Reed would be a great mentor for him. My question is, have the Texans contacted Casey Hampton? He'd be great on first and second downs. Plus, JJ would have another monster year with him by his side. Well, we don't know yet about who the Texans contact, who they don't. You know, they kind of keep that under wraps, and they do that on their own time. But Casey Hampton is a name at nose tackle that has come up. He, of course, is from down the road in Galveston. The Galveston Ball Tornado, I believe it is.
Not sure.
Sorry if I messed that up, but he's from Galveston Ball. Had a lot of good years with the Steelers and done some nice things on the defensive line.
Yeah, played at the University of Texas. You know, he's from the area, like you said, not Houston, but very close to Houston. And he's a big nose tackle that, you know, I think Texans fans, because of his local ties, have been interested in maybe adding him to this defense at the nose position for a while. And he's been a very good player with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who knows? We'll see. You know, they've been plucking some veteran guys that they think still have some good years left ahead of them. Greg Jones, the latest, the fullback, Ed Reed and Shane Leckler, all guys in their 30s, but all guys are getting on shorter-term deals that they think can really help this team. Could Casey Hampton be another guy like that? We'll have to wait and see, but regardless, I think J.J. Watt's going to have another monster year no matter who's by his side. But if they can add someone like that, certainly could be an interesting possibility.
Amen. All right, Jeremy Latham has this. Can't wait till football starts. Can't stand the offseason. So boring. Texans will continue to be the next powerhouse of the NFL. Mark my words. We've marked them, Jeremy. Good stuff. We agree. We can't wait till the regular season either. You got anything to add?
Nothing.
Wow. This is a first. Okay. Carlos Alegria. Hey, Nick and Drew. Who are the Texans planning to get for the fullback position? Well, Carlos, the Texans signed Greg Jones, like he just mentioned a few moments ago, from Jacksonville. One of the best fullbacks in the NFL. Cleared holes for Maurice Jones-Drew. Originally drafted as a running back out of Florida State. So he's got those skills. He can run with the football. You're not going to see the Texans hand it off to him 15, 20 times a game, though, but you might see them give him the ball a couple times a game. You might see him even throw it to him, too.
Yeah, there aren't a lot of teams that use a traditional fullback or fullback period that much in the NFL anymore. Texans are one of them, and Greg Jones is widely regarded as one of the best blocking fullbacks in the NFL. And Texans defensive players and coaches, from talking to running backs coach Chick Harris, he told me they all have the utmost respect for him, for what he did against them. They faced him twice a year, obviously are very familiar with him. Clear pass for Arian Foster and Ben Tate. And Greg Jones said they're two phenomenal running backs. He's just here to pave the way for them. So he's very excited, looking to be on a contender. He made the playoffs twice in 9 years with Jacksonville. Now he's got a legitimate chance at a Super Bowl and a chance to work with two more phenomenal running backs, as he said. So a very exciting signing, I think, for the Texans. It's not a position that's going to play every single snap, but one that they're going back to a more traditional power fullback and a guy to help their running game even more.
And Texans defenders don't have to see him two times a year. He's on their side. We finish things up, Nick, with a fantastic name. Sometimes we get some just really interesting names on here, and I love this one. It just kind of flows. Horacio Palacios says, Hola, Nick and Drew. Do you guys see the Texans adding another veteran to the team before the draft? Maybe like Chad Johnson, James Harrison, or even Brian Urlacher. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Thanks, Horacio. We love the name. And out of those three, I don't really see them coming here. I just think the Texans, if they're going to add some veteran experience at this point, probably going to see names that aren't as familiar or positions that don't get the notoriety, positions like nose tackle. So I would not see that happening. But it's like he said, you can't rule anything out.
Yeah, I don't think any of those three guys are extremely likely players to come sign with the Houston Texans or for the Texans. Maybe to even pursue, you know, you got to wonder how much money there is left at this point after signing a few guys, re-signing Bryce McCain. There can't be much left over there, and they also have to have a certain amount of money for the rookie pool of the draft picks they're going to bring in. So we'll see, but yeah, I think it's going to be more off-the-radar type of guys if they do bring anyone in. But like you said, like I said earlier, who knows? Because, you know, the way this market's playing out, maybe they could get a guy for a real bargain price. And if they do, maybe they get a big-name guy who they still think has something left.
Well, I know this. I'm going to have a happy Easter. I know you will, too.
You've already got your shirt ready, your pastel.
Yes, and you've got your blazer, so.
Which has nothing to do with Easter, but yeah.
Well, you know, you're trying to dress up, but we're just two dudes in a cafeteria answering your questions. Have a fantastic Easter weekend, and we can't wait to talk with you again in the next Friday Facebook Mailbag.